Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the launch party and test show of a new network that is launched, and we're glad to have it here on Blog Talk Radio. It is the AVE Radio Network. I'm your host, Mike Summers, and very glad that you could join us here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm expecting here in just a couple of seconds to be joined by my co-host for today, Mr. Fast Eddie, who is standing by. We were expected to have Wacko Bob with us, but he's, as you probably have heard on his show, his dad is in the hospital, not doing too well, so our thoughts and prayers are with him right now. If you would like to call in as a guest, this is a 30-minute test show today. If you'd like to call in, give us a call at 646-929-2424. That's 646-929-2424. If you are, okay, we got the chat room up and going right now. If you want to check out our chat room, go ahead and check this out. However, I do want to ask that if you do call in, please turn down the volume on your computers, on your speakers, because it could cause a little disruption or confusion with the time delays and the echoes. So make sure you check it out. All right, and we have taken off hold right now. We've got Fast Eddie joining us, who is my co-host for today. Eddie, welcome to the AVE Radio Network Test Show.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I know that you had a show earlier, Wacko in the Morning, with Wacko Bob. I guess you're filling in for him this week, so you've been kind of busy.
Well, I mean, I'm the regular co-host on the show, so, you know, but right now I'm kind of like the man in charge, I guess you say, at the moment. With Bob having his father in the hospital, he's not really focused on the show. So keep the show alive. Me and TL took care of things today. TL is also a regular co-host on the show as well. So between me and TL, and on occasion we'll have Richard and even Morgan on the show from time to time, we'll keep the show going. Even when Bob gets back, so we're doing our best.
All right. Well, that's the best thing that you can do for him. And
yeah.
And you know, this whole Blog Talk Radio thing is a little new to me, although I am familiar with it. I had been a guest on a couple of shows, including one that we'll talk about in just a couple of minutes. But as I said, that we are only have a half hour today, but just wanted to have you give me a little bit of a hand. Although it looks like it's an easy deal here today.
Yeah, it's not too complicated. Like I told you before, with the 30-minute free show that you got right now, you're really limited to what you could, excuse me, get the hiccups, You're really limited to what you can do right now. If you were to upgrade to, I think, the $39 or $40 plan, I believe you can get two 2-hour shows per day if you wanted to do that much. So that's not a bad deal. Plus, it gives you a lot of space on the board for music, for intros, for outros, for news articles. I'm sure in your business, you can probably come across news articles, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it gives you a lot more opportunity to put more things on the board. So it's not too bad. I mean, if you just want to stay on a 30-minute show, you're going to be limited to what you can do.
Yeah. Well, we will definitely stay on the 30-minute show here for the time being, as you know, Eddie, and I think a lot of people know that I do have a full-time job. I work at KDRV News Watch 12 in Medford. Big shout-out to those guys out there. And I also have Action Video Entertainment, which owns the AVE Radio Network, which we just launched just now. And hopefully we'll have some new shows coming up and, you know, just look forward to having a lot of great things happening. And one of the big things that we plan on doing with the AVE Radio Network, and this is probably going to be more of a joint venture, is bringing back Michael Porter's Russell Shoot. And I'm sure that you remember the show, Wacko Bob and Paula Joe remember it very, very well. They've been frequent guests on his show.
I didn't. Did they know him? I knew who he was. I did have a couple discussions with him. But he was an all-around good guy from what I've been told. And it's a shame. It's a shame that he passed, and it's a shame he passed the way he did. I'm assuming that bringing that show back would probably bring back a lot of memories for people that did listen to it. And I think if it's done in a good, tasteful way, I think it could work.
We'll definitely be working on that, try and get it back to a 2-hour show. But as I said, we're all going to be working on it, and talk to Paula Joe, and she said that you know, she's up for it as well to bring the show back, and definitely look to bring back some great guests. And I don't know if it was you or somebody else had mentioned that we could possibly bring in Paul the Butcher Vachon on one of our first shows back.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to get a hold of my he's available for, because he does have some books that he wants that he likes to you know, promote. So I'm sure if we get a hold of him, say, hey, we got a new show and we want you to promote your books, he'd probably be more than happy to come do the show. I had a great interview with him last time I spoke with him. I think he could do just as good.
I hope that we can bring him on, because we know that he and his brother Maurice Mad Dog Vachon, WWE Hall of Famer, had some great matches back in the day. And I would venture a guess to say that Mad Dog Vachon, as we've seen, was probably more the barbaric type, whereas Paul the Butcher Vachon, was more of the technical side. It was almost like the Funks, you know, Dory Funks, the more cool, calculating technical wrestler, and Terry Funk being the extreme guy that he was.
When you're talking about family history and professional wrestling, you know, the Vachons come, they're right up there, as well as you know, the Funks, the Von Erichs. I mean, there's a lot of great family history. The Hennings, we now have three generations of Hennings that have been in the World Wrestling Federation, or entertainment, I should say. And there's actually Kurt Hennig's daughter, Amy Hennig, is actually a wrestler and an independent. Hopefully one day she may become a diva or a knockout. So only time will tell.
Well, I'll tell you, we're looking forward to bringing Michael Porter's Russell Shoot back in the near future. And we're going to do it. We're going to keep the format the way it is. But since Michael's no longer with us, we'll be having guest hosts from time to time, and we'll be working on those details as we come along, as we're coming upon the 2-year anniversary of his passing.
Yeah. Now, would the show actually be called Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot, or would it be called Michael Summers' Wrestle Shoot?
No, we're keeping it Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot in his honor.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that's the way that we would definitely do it, and I know that the Wacko Bob is in on it. And
now, does he? I didn't mean to cut you off, but does he have any family around that maybe you can let them know? Hey, I'm going to keep his name going, or anything like that.
Unfortunately, we do not have contact with his family. We know on a few occasions on his show, and I actually have them all on file. He has been unable to reach his son, who he really wanted to see, and and his ex-wife, no contact at all. So unfortunately, we're not able to do that. But I think for a lot of his fans, I think would be very, very excited and very pleased to see his show back. And so we're going to try and work on the details as we go along, as far as that goes. But we also have plans for other shows as well, and you know, us being wrestling fans, I think that would be huge to have Michael's show back on, and have guests.
Yeah,
on,
I wouldn't mind.
You know,
I wouldn't mind seeing where it goes. I give it a shot. Yeah, well, I think it's a good idea. So, hey, just so you know, I'm not sure if you were aware or not. If someone comes into the chat as a guest, they can listen to the show. Well, they will not be able to participate. BTR does not allow guests to participate in the chat. So just a word advice, anybody that does come in as a guest, you can log in to BTR through your Facebook account. I think you can do it through Twitter, or you can simply log into a free account with BTR. It doesn't cost you one dime. And then you can communicate through the chat room.
Okay,
I didn't know if you knew that. That's why I wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but that does make sense. And I think you can go on the Twitter account, I'm pretty sure. But like I said, this is all new to me, so please, folks, bear with us with today's show and any other future shows that we have. But if you would like to call in, please do. The telephone number is 646-929-2424. That is 646-929-2424. And again, a reminder that we ask that you, if you have speakers on your computer, if you're listening to it that way, please turn the volume down so that you don't have any confusion with the time delays or the echoes or anything like that. So we do ask that you do that.
Are you familiar? Okay, when you have the switchboard up, there's a thing you click that says mini chat?
Yeah, that's what I'm on right now.
Okay. Show if necessary.
Beg your pardon.
If you click
say
you're in the mini chat. If you click on someone's name, it'll give you a box will come up. It'll give you different options where you want to private message them or whatever. But if they're being ignorant or whatever, you just don't want them in the chat anymore. You can hit. There's a kick button on there, and it'll boot someone from the show.
Only you
as the guest. Are able to do that. Only people on the switchboard can do that. For the first time ever today, an interesting name came up in my chat room, and it looked kind of shady. So instead of taking a chance for it to be a troll, I went and booted the person right away. Not 5 minutes later, I get a phone call, and it's a lady. She's like, "Why did you kick me out?"
Oh boy! Yeah, that's one of those things.
The name, the name suggested that I better watch out. And so, anyway, she was okay about it. And that's one thing I need to talk to Bob about. Once I actually kick somebody from a show, I don't know how to unkick them. So I'll have to talk to him about that one. I'll probably talk to him after the show because I know he's up at the hospital, a little tied up at the moment. That's probably why he's not in the chat room right now.
Yeah. Well, he was on a little earlier, but, just to kind of check and see how things are going. And and truthfully, he's got a lot on his mind right now, especially with his dad. So, again, our prayers go out to him. And hopefully, Bob, you're listening, and hope that your dad gets better very, very soon.
Yeah.
So while we have just a little bit of time to talk here, as I mentioned, we've got a lot of stuff going on. And as far as the company, which owns this radio network, Action Video Entertainment, kind of give you a little background of that. Action Video Entertainment began in 1992. It was started by three gentlemen in a college video production class in Northern California. names are Bill Janis, John Guggins, and John McCarthy, and they basically started it as a video production company, and it's pretty much grown since then. I came on board in 1994. Our main focus was sports, with high school sports and then college sports, and I pretty much took the ball and ran with it, but John is John Guggins, of course, responsible for really getting the name out there down there, and I took over the company, inherited it actually back in 2005. Didn't really do much with it until last year when I started covering high school sports, but now we're venturing into radio. So this is a real unusual deal, and with the fact that we don't have very many places to go, the best place to start is Block Talk Radio, and who knows where it'll go from there.
It's, like I said, it's a stepping stone. I guess that'd be a good way to put it. I've been a part of Blog Talk Radio since 2007. First, it's just like calling in the shows and stuff, and then eventually hosting my show. I can remember the first time I ever hosted a show completely by myself. I was so scared and so nervous. After 15 minutes, I cut the show off, and then slowly but surely, I just built up. I built it up where, I didn't have to be, I didn't feel intimidated anymore. I can easily do a two-hour show by myself. I prefer to have someone to talk to. When I do have that situation where I am hosting a show by myself, I tend to play a lot more music. But I do like to, that's what I do.
Well, that's good, and that's what we need. We need guys like you out there, and I'm just very happy that you could be a guest co-host on this show, and you're always welcome to come in anytime help me co-host and everything. It's not like that. I don't know what's the term to look for. Not doing anything else, but your own show, and you're pretty much running a Bob show. So I think it's always good to have the help out there when needed, and
I actually posted your show in a few different spots today on Facebook to try to help promote it. I think once you get things going and people know more about like a time schedule and stuff, you'll start to get your regular listeners. Like our show, we have people that come in the chat, obviously we can see them, but there's people that listen outside of the chat. We're not aware of who they are unless they instant message us and say, hey, I'm listening to your show. But if you come into our chat room every day, and you'll see a lot of the same names show up. So we have a following. I wouldn't say we have the following of Fish or the Grateful Dead, but we do have a following, and it's usually the same people. For instance, T.O. Walker, which is in this chat room right now, he initially came on as just a listener, and now he's a co-host of the show. So you never know what's going to happen. We got people like Paula Joe, like Betty Joe Tucker, of course, like I said, T.L., Richard B. Smart. These are all people that follow the show, and they come. That's what you need. You need to grow a following, and you'll get those people. They'll come all the time. Unless, they got to work or there's a doctor's appointment. Something comes up, they won't be there. But most of the time, they're going to be there. And there's different outlets on Facebook to promote your show. Join the group Blog Talkers, and then they let you come on and actually post your show on there. And that's where all the different Blog Talk Radio hosts post your show and let other people know it's available. We have a Fast Eddie fan page. Fast Eddie Show fan page. We have a Wacko in the Morning fan page. That's just another outlet to push your show, and that's one of my suggestions to you. You do stuff like that once you get a regular show going and a regular schedule and time slot.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend doing that. So.
All right. Well, yeah. We'll be doing that here, and as I said, as time goes on, we'll get everything going right here. So we have, I think, a little bit less than 10 minutes to go here on our on-air stream. And, again, if you are listening, we encourage you to call in 646- 646-929-2424. 646-929-2424. So anyway, we've got a little bit of time to talk. I guess we could talk a little SummerSlam, since we're going to talk a little wrestling. I know you watched a little bit of it last night, and last night while I was at work, I did manage to find out about the match I wanted to see was Triple H and Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar won that match, a very hard-fought match from my understanding. What are your impressions of that one?
I can't stand Brock Lesnar, but overall, it was a pretty decent match. They actually started out like a boxing match, the way they announced it, with them, and they were like, in one corner, blah, 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 in another corner, and I was very surprised, though, that Brock Lesnar actually won. I thought for sure they would have had Triple H win. I don't know if this feud is over. I don't know if it's escalated. I would assume that after what happened last week with Shawn Michaels, that he still has much to say. You know, whether he comes back and fights, you know, Brock Lesnar, I don't know. There was reports that Mike Tyson was in the back. And I thought for sure that he was going to come out with it. I thought he was going to come out and knock out Brock Lesnar, but you know, there was never any sightings of him that I seen. So, who knows? It's not all said and done yet. I think I don't know if Triple H could be done with him. He's still got much to say. You know, supposedly he's got a broken arm now, so who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that turns out. And I know that... the match with John Cena that Brock Lesnar had, that I had to have a feeling it was a shoot, obviously. I don't know if this one was or not, but I guess it turned out really good. But what about some of the other matches?
I thought for sure that the primetime players would have won the tag belts, but that wasn't the case. R-Truth and Kofi were able to hold on to the belts. That Cicero guy, Antonio Cicero, I think his name is, supposed to be from Switzerland. He won the U.S. title from Santino Marella, which I kind of seen that happening because Santino Marella, I like him. I actually met him. He's a nice guy, but he's horrible.
I'm guessing that is a horrible gimmick. There are so many guys that are just pushed too much, I think, you know, but,
yeah,
you know, that's just how the WWE is, but...
He was not a good fit for U.S. champions.
Yeah. And I did see Sheamus took on, Alberto Del Rio. Yeah, I almost lost
Sheamus,
that
Sheamus,
name there.
Sheamus and pulled that one out.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, given how brash and cocky Alberto Del Rio is on camera,
yeah,
I bet anything off camera, he's probably one of the nicest guys in the world, and he really deserves a good world title push. And I think,
you know who he is. You know he's second generation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mil Mascaris is his uncle, or is his uncle.
Yep. Mil Mascaris, his uncle, WWE Hall of Famer, and I was just so pleased to see Alberto induct him into the Hall of Fame back at WrestleMania. Watched the DVD and. I'll tell you, you know, Alberto, I think he will once again be champion. I think he'll wear that World Heavyweight Championship belt.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind that he will be champion again at some point. I've met Alberto Del Rio. I met a lot of the newer wrestlers because I've been to a lot of FCW shows. I haven't been to any in a while, but I have been. I was going to them pretty regularly when... when the guys like Sheamus were coming up, the primetime players. I actually, the last card that I went to, I'm coming over the bridge back into the town that I live in, and I pulled into the first gas station, and I'm getting gas, and this Mercedes pulls up behind me, and this big, tall, black guy gets out of the car, and I'm like, oh, man, that's... you know, that's the guy. Well, he wasn't a primetime player back then. What's the tall one? The tall one with the bald head.
Oh gosh, I don't know.
The one who goes, sounds like a dog when he barks.
Oh,
Well, yeah, he's standing behind me. He's like, "What, are you following me?" He's like, "Yeah," because he recognized me because he was sitting when he was before his match actually came up. He was sitting at ringside and he sat right next to me. He asked me for one of my what was I eating? I think I was eating nachos. He's like, "Can I get one of your nachos?" So FCW, which is actually not even called FCW anymore. It's FCW is now called NXT. If you go to FCWWrestling.com, it actually comes up as something. Let me see. FC.
Well, we're coming up upon 3 minutes left in the show, but.
If you go to FCW Wrestling, it'll still go up as FCW Wrestling, but it'll come up as NXT.
Major change there. All right, so we got less than 3 minutes left to go. Quickly to talk about that triple threat match that involved CM Punk, John Cena, and I don't know the other opponent.
Yeah, it was Andre the Giant, the Big Show. The Big Show. Andre from. It was the Big Show. At one point, Big Show was down on his stomach, and CM Punk and John Cena both put their finishing moves on him, and he tapped out. So they both jumped up thinking they were both the winners, and then AJ comes out and says the match will continue, and they turned around, they got the double choke slam, one thing led to another, and CM Punk was still your winner at the end. So tonight should be interesting.
Well, it'll be fun for Raw tonight.
Tonight should be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, well, we're coming up upon the end of the show, even though didn't really have much to talk about, but we'll have more to talk about as far as future shows and more about Michael Porter's WrestleShoot down the road here. But definitely want to thank those of you for joining us on Blog Talk Radio for the first show. And it is archived, so you can go to the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/AVE Radio Network, and you can listen to this show and any other future shows. And be sure to check out, go to Facebook and find Action Video Entertainment. There you can find out show schedules, and I'll even get a little help from Fast Eddie and Wacko Bob and whoever else wants to help out. But Eddie, I want to thank you very much for being co-host today, and
stop on
by any time.
All right, it sounds good.
All right. So, as I said, just about ready to close the show out. But again, we'll have more shows to kind of get you abreast of what's going to happen with AVE Radio Network. So, at this particular point in time, we're going to go ahead and sign off. For my co-host, Fast Eddie, I'm Mike Summers for the AVE Radio Network launch show and test show. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon. So long.